As you and I look to our heart, I want you to pay attention to something that is there. It's something that even though we should pay more attention to, we don't. There is a light in your heart. There is a light that is a part of who you are. There is a light that is in your mind. There is a light that is waiting there for you to be shined on whatever you're looking for in your life. Now, God loves us so much. And He says, because of my love for you, I'm going to let my light shine in you. I will let my light penetrate you. I will let my light shine through you. Of all the power of all creation, there is no power greater than the power of light. The first recorded order from God that we have in Scripture is, let there be light. And God's the one who ordered it. He's the one who says, I'm turning on the light. The world cannot turn it off. I'm turning on the truth. Hate and vileness and lies cannot turn it off. I'm turning on my love. And all the evil that exists will never overshadow it. God loves you. So the power has always been. Do you know that light can heal a mood? Did you know in the wintertime when the light is, you know, the sun's not shining, everybody gets gloomy and can hardly wait until the sun of spring comes out? Do you know that? And light will put a smile on your face. You know, let the clouds come in for a week or two, and then all of a sudden, folks will call each other. Look outside, sun's shining. It always been shining, but the clouds covered it. And God says, let there be light. And the only covering of that light comes from our own denial of light, and of hope, and of love, and of truth. Sometimes it seems as though we'd rather live in despair than put a smile on our face. It's the oh, woe is me crowd. Suck it up, Marine. The woe is me. Oh, I'm going to die. Yes, but just don't start stinking too soon. Come on. You ain't dead yet. How you know? You're talking to me, and I know I'm not dead. To live life to its fullest. But we will never get and live life to its fullest until we pay attention to the light of life. God says, look to me. Let there be light. And do you know that He says darkness can never comprehend it? Darkness can never put out the light. You know what light does? It displaces darkness. And He said, that's what I want for your life. I want you to let my light so shine within you that it's going to penetrate your life. And all those who come in contact with you will see the light. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am your God. There is no other. Therefore, I set in motion all that exists. Now let there be light. Let that light shine. All the breakthroughs. You all ought to read about the power of light. The breakthroughs to come. The cures for certain cancer was found in light. Light that is so beautiful that'll light up a room. And yet so powerful that it will cut hardened steel precisely. The laser beams. The lasers that are so bright that pilots have to be careful about people on the ground shining a laser light up that it will momentarily blind them. So much power. And it came at the very creation of what we know as time. See, God is not limited by time, only man. But at the beginning, God said, let there be light. There was light. Nowhere in Scripture will you find where God ordered a switch to be placed in so you can turn the light out. Once the light of Almighty God begins to shine, it can never be put out. Ever. Eternity will never put it out. Evil can't put it out. Evil cannot overshadow that power. Did you know that evil cannot control my life span? God does. Larry, here it is. Now, if you'll follow my light, this is the life that I had planned for you. And I'll shine my light on it. Well, Lord, what if I go the wrong way? Well, the only way you could go the wrong way, Larry, is not to pay any attention to my light. That means you're going to go on a dark path. And when you find yourself on a dark path, go back to the light. Well, duh. That sounds simple, Lord. That's the problem with salvation to so many. The problem was never the cross with them. The problem with the non-believers is the simplicity of salvation. It's too simple. What you're saying is, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I didn't say that. I quoted that. Jesus said it. I believe it. He is the light. In Genesis 1:3, God says, let there be light. Because God is light. Look at 1 John 1, verse 5. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Okay, so if I get in a dark place in my life, what does that tell me? That's not God. God led you to that dark place. No, He didn't. I led myself to that dark place. I wanted to wallow in my own darkness. Woe is me. Well, you know, I don't have anything to woe is me about. I got it good. I know Jesus. I know the light. Not only do I see the light, I know the light is in me. I know that when I get on a dark path, it's going to be that light that just knocks the fire out of me. Like using a 2x4. Some of us need 2x4s, right? Just as many women as men. Let's get that straight. We need 2x4s. Jesus says, I'm the light 2x4 for your life. Because I love you. So when you're going astray, I'm going to shine my light on the right path. Get on the path. What if I don't? I'm going to step in a ditch. I'm going to twist and break my ankle because I'm walking in the darkness. And God says, but I have light for you. And in that light is my life for you, my love for you, my protection is for you. Oh, loneliness is horrible. That's the greatest killer of the elderly, loneliness. Now, I do know some that had rather be alone. Runs in my family. They'd rather be alone. I don't want to be around anybody but you. Well, I can't be there all the time. Well, shame on you. But God says to you and me, I know that there's a dark part in your life. And here's something else I know. It will never overshadow you. You will come through. You have my blessing, my touch, my light, my life. After all, you're my child. Nobody better mess with me. I'm a child of God. Nobody better mess with you. You're a child of God. And He said, my light is in you. The most powerful, powerful power that's ever existed. Now why? Because God said, I am light. You remember when Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, remember when he goes up there and Peter, James, John are with him and they're watching him transfigured, and all of a sudden they're watching Elijah and they're watching Moses come down. You think maybe it's getting a little spooky for him? Huh? Well, here's what my old English says. And his face shined as white as the snow. Well, that's fine. That was an interpretation of what we knew at that time. But that's not the word. His face shined as light. Bright as light. There was light coming from him. Moses comes off the mountain. What do they see? There's a glow about him. A light glow. And what did they? He has seen God. He'd been in the presence of God. How did they recognize it? Because he just glowed. Don't you love to see people glowing instead of the downers? Well, I'm doing fine today. I'm living good today, but I'm going to probably be dead tomorrow. Well, maybe if you'd go ahead and think about it enough, you'd go ahead to die today and get everybody else out of their misery. People, listen. Death has no authority over me or you as a Christian. No authority whatsoever. If death is so powerful, why hasn't it already taken me? I'm kept alive by the light. I got a ministry. I got people that I'm going to come in contact with I don't know about yet. When all of that is over, when all of that is said and done, I'm going on home. There's an appointed time. And if I don't get a bad case of the stupids, God said you can live to that appointed time. But when you get to that appointed time, I'm taking you home. I saw the light. Jesus saved me, Brother Randy. I saw the light. And one day, it'll be time. And if I could only say it to you, I don't know what God would allow me to say. But I will say, I see the light. I see the light. Woo, I'm going home. And I can say, I'll see you later. I ain't saying goodbye to you all. You coming. You're my brothers and sisters. You coming. It's been rough on us being with each other. It's that way in families, isn't it? Oh, man. But you know what? We love each other. We're family. And we fight and we feud and we fuss and we ache. You know, he'd get the pain. Yeah, but I'm a good kind of pain. Get used to it because you're going to be in heaven with me throughout eternity. Love me as I love you. Now, God says, look, I've started everything out with light. Light will be the power that you need. I am light, but I want you to see me at work in the human existence. So therefore, I am coming to earth incarnate as my son Jesus. God incarnate in a human body. Now, we find that Jesus is God's light for the world. I want you to realize this. God said, I know that you're having a hard time relating to just light and the Big Bang. Do you believe in a Big Bang scene, Brother Larry? Yeah, I think God made a Big Bang right at the beginning. There's a bang going on. God made it. And when light comes and separates darkness, there's always a bang going on. Damn. Darkness, you're out of here. You've held on to the heart of one of my children long enough. Be gone. And the light moves in. Listen to John 8:12. When Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk. He only said that once. But he will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of what? Life. The light of life. I'm not going to walk in darkness. I know Jesus. Oh, I might get down and I might get gloomy and I'm in the ditch of life wallowing around in my self-pity. And God lets that go on for a little bit. And then Jesus steps in and he turns the light on. Now, it's horrible for young people when parents walk in after they've been up half a night playing games and sort of not paying close attention to what time they go to bed, even though they say they're going to bed at a certain time. And they're sleeping in. And somebody opens the door and turns on the light. Horrible. Get up, honey. I've got your breakfast ready. That's our life. You see, we're walking through this generation, a dark world. And that dark world reaches out with every tentacle trying to pull us in to the evil that exists around us. And Jesus comes in, and sometimes we get so upset at Jesus. Lord, you brought me under conviction. What's that all about? I'm getting ready to have a whole lot of fun. Fun is not always what it's cut out to be. For what you sow, so shall you reap. Fun is in the light. It's not fun living in a world in darkness and realizing that as you live in that world, in this utter darkness, that you're going to stumble and fall and not know your way on the next step. And then Jesus turns on the light. Lord, thank you, but you know, I was getting ready to sort of enjoy it. Yes, until it brings about payday. Sin brings death. Sin brings death. And God says, be careful, for you don't have to walk in that direction. Follow my light. I shine it for you. With Jesus, there is no darkness. Look at John 12, verse 46. He said, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world. Told you. I knew I'd read it. So that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in darkness. But have you noticed that so often in our walk with Christ that we are on the shadow of darkness? We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Remember that? It can only be a shadow to me. Death can only be a shadow. It can't be real. And I can only walk in the valley of the shadow of death. It can never overwhelm me. You know why? Because I have the light of Christ in me. And even though you and I will fight that light so often, it's a light you can't turn off. It's a life that reaches to the very depth of who you are. It's a light that shines to the point that I can no longer remain in darkness. For when the light's turned on, the darkness dissipates, disappears, dissolves, and no longer exists. So, if I have Jesus in me, and he's the light of all that exists, he's the representative, God incarnate, when I see that and you see that light and we understand that, then we know something. I cannot lose what Christ has placed within me because he shined a light on it. I'm right here, Larry. I don't have any trouble finding Jesus. Jesus said I didn't move. I don't have any trouble seeing Jesus. It's called right and it's called wrong. Jesus is always where the right is. That's not political statements, so leave the emails off. But God says to you and I, pay attention, because here's the judgment. You want to know what the judgment is? You really want to know? Let's look at it. Without Jesus, there is only darkness. Now, listen to John 3, verse 19. This is the judgment. Here's the judgment. That the light had come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. That's called unbelief. That's the judgment. The only judgment that could ever come against me would be the judgment of unbelief. I'm a believer. I know Jesus. I'm a sinner, saved by the grace of Almighty God. It is by grace, through faith, that I have been saved, not of works, or everybody would be bragging. Oh, look how good I am. Don't you get sick of hearing that? But God says, I love you, Larry. Do you know what he does? He picks you up. He picks me up. And here we are. What a mess in the hands of God. And so often we've forgotten. The potter molded me for my walk on planet Earth. For a very, very, very short period of time. Not even a twinkling of time. And he picks me up. And only the potter can remold me in his hands. He said, that's what I'm going to do. We call it resurrection. We call it rapture. We call it, there is a time coming when all believers will rise from the grave. Those who are still alive and waiting for the coming of the Lord will be taken up. And the rapture, do you know the word rapture is not even in the Bible? You will not find the term rapture in the Bible. It's a concept, means to be taken up. It's what rapture means, taken up. We'll be taken up and changed. That's some fast molding, isn't it? All God's children coming together. The preacher will be able to sing something other than Big Bad John. Yes, praise the Lord, Brother Randy. You and I, did you know that not only will we know each other, we'll know everybody else who we never did know before. Now, that's a remaking. Did you know that? Yep. You're not going to meet any strangers in heaven. Will you meet your husbands and your loved ones that were husbands and loved ones on earth? Yes. You know what? Your love's going to be stronger. Your connectivity is going to be greater. Light is going to merge into light. Love is going to ultimately merge into love. And we will be the super light for Jesus Christ throughout eternity. Because we said, I believe, I believe, I believe. Not because of what I know, it's because of who I know. I know Jesus. And you mess with me and I'll tell him on you in a heartbeat. I know Jesus. Satan, don't mess with me because I know Jesus. Trust me, Satan had tried to mess with Jesus. He lost. He's the smartest one around in this world today. Because he knows his time is limited. He knows his time's coming. But you know the greatest fear for him? He knows that the light of the world never left this world. That the bang that began it all will be the bang that'll end it. For against the light of God there is no strength, no army. For he can blind his enemies with such a bright light, and it seems as though Satan is his biggest believer. Satan does not deny Jesus exists. Why, even his demons. The scripture says they know Jesus exists and they tremble. Huh? Why would I not want to be with the one who makes all evil tremble? Why would I not want to walk in the light, realizing I don't even have to walk when I'm in the light? Oh, hear it, folks. The light has come. The light has penetrated. The light has molded. The light has engraved within the heart of every believer, I love you.
Woo!
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him be known. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. And Brother Randy, it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessings and the joy of your salvation, for the truth that only comes from you, for the wonder-working power, dear Lord God, that is ever-present in our life, for such gracious forgiveness, wonderful mercy, and the power that we can watch mountains move out of our way. Thank you, Father, for your truth, for your love. Forgive us, Father, for we're weak and we are heavy laden. But, Lord, we're yours, and we commit our heart to you now. And we ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.